people with the conversation with Jennifer Lopez.
Don't you wish?
No, I don't wish for that, as a matter of fact. Not at all. I'm happy to have you as my partner this hour and as a continuing partner on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the issues of the day. I'm betting, at least from our point of view, that before the day is out, the positioning of a lot of politicians and people who think they know what's going on, all those people that want to attack Mrs. Clinton about the Benghazi situation, the people who are so focused on the debt, all that's going up in smoke today because it appears a decision has been made, Jennifer, to lift the ban on women serving in combat.
Yeah, heard about that.
Apparently, Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, outgoing, is announcing today that there's going to be an elimination in the direct ground combat exclusion for women. So, this will allow women to be assigned to select positions in ground combat, opening approximately, 237,000 jobs to women in the Army? Services have until this May to come up with a plan to implement the change. Be interesting to see what defense officials have to say about this. So I'm guessing that the Special Forces and SEALs and the Rangers and people like that, Delta Force, probably not going to have women in them. But under the circumstances, pretty interesting. And this thing, as I say, is going to explode on the discussion field starting right now with you.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I'm always of the school. If you can do the equal amount that a man can do, then you should do it. I don't think every woman should be in the front line. You believe me, you most certainly would not want me on the front line. I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought was interesting as to what the reasoning behind why they didn't want to put women on the front line was not anything to do with ability. This newscast I was listening to last night, which I think might have been Brian Williams. I think it must have been.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how the main reason that they don't allow women up there is because of the distraction that's caused because of the sexual tension between men and women.
Right.
And that to me is a bunch of bull. I'm sorry.
I'll be kidding.
But if you've got 100 Afghanis or terrorists coming your way, that is the last thing on your mind. You are in survival mode. You are in the game. I think it's really, I don't know, it's kind of an insult to think that that is the first thing on your mind when you are under attack.
Well, it's a sexist view.
Yeah,
a lot
me.
Of men, I mean, let's face it, the service is full of sexist individuals, people who think that men rule. There is a very sexist culture in the military, and maybe that's what comes naturally. Maybe that's what it's all about, fighting.
Maybe.
There are a lot of tough women around, though, who can handle a lot of this stuff. They've been very good pilots. I know that when I was in Kuwait and Iraq, the pilots were all, the whole crew on the plane were women. Never mind just the pilots. Everybody on the plane, they're all Air Force people, late 20s women, who were flying these things in and out of combat. They
look
cool.
So as of today, what is the most a woman can do? She can do the Air Force, like you said. She can be
right.
A plane, right?
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I am not one who's an expert on all of this. I know that there have been, last year, if I'm not mistaken, women moved closer to the front lines after the Pentagon had changed. There were 14,000 positions that had barred women because how close they were to combat. They were opened up to both sexes. I don't know. There were barriers, and the administration was uncomfortable. A lot of women's groups uncomfortable with the barriers. So what does this mean? What's the real agenda here? 888-302-3684. This will be an interesting and, I think, healthy conversation, a debate. Not that there's what's going to change. Apparently, Panetta has the ability. Now, you don't think he just made up his mind, woke up one morning and said, okay, we're going to let women in combat positions. This had to have been vetted all the way up to the president. And a lot of people in the political realities of Congress have had discussions, whether people like it or they don't like it. people say, oh, well, this is bad because men are going to take their mind off of what they're supposed to be doing, and that's shooting and killing others. I find it not, I don't know if disturbing is the right way, because I think women ought to be able to do, I think the sexist stuff has always bothered me. Since I was a kid, men and women doing different things just because of their sex always has bothered me. Having said that, women are less likely to kill than are men, and not as easily trained to kill just because of their the psychological structure. And is that a bad thing in and of itself? That has to be part of the discussion, don't you think, Jennifer?
I do. I just, you know, I hope we don't get into, and it sounds bad, because I, like I said, if you are, I mean, there are a lot of able-bodied women who can kick the rear end of men.
Right.
Lots of them.
Yeah.
And if those women want to go out and fight voluntarily, and, you know, they can do the same things men can do, no problem. I am 100%
But is it all going to be about what men can do, or does this change the face of fighting, given the fact that they're, are other people who are in the front lines, wherever we're fighting, for the most part, an enemy that is not visible.
Right. And this is what gets, there's two points here. One, I hope we don't get to the point, and I really hope we don't get to the point where now we're going to be required to have a certain number of females in the front line, because you know that's the next step down the road. But number two, what I think is going to be more of an interesting testament is to see how our enemy, which is now not a country anymore, like you were getting at, this is not like we're going to war with Russia. This is, you know, we're in a war of terrorism. We're in a war that doesn't necessarily have the same ground rules that we're used to as a country.
Well, there are no ground rules. That's the
right
problem.
It's a street war, basically. And so how do they react to fighting a woman? That's what's going to be.
I don't think they'll care.
You don't think so?
Nah. I don't, if we're talking about Al-Qaeda, they don't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering if it makes it worse, actually.
Well, that's an interesting question in and of itself. This change will not take place overnight. I thought it was interesting in the inaugural the other day, the announcement of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I thought how dependent we are on military, the military-industrial complex. We have all of these in pomp and circumstances, men dressed up. The whole thing about how much attention we pay to the military in this country really, really bothers me. All right, so women in combat. 888-302-3684. Where do you see this discussion going, and how do you see it shaking out? The change is not going to take place, as I said, overnight. The various military officials have to figure out which jobs will be open, but the decision has been made. The services will have until January of 2016 to make a case that some positions ought to remain closed to women. But are women going to be in combat? I think I mean the front lines, you bet. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. How much time do you spend looking in the mirror thinking, how much better could I look if? And you can take all kinds of things that are part and parcel of your appearance. But for most people these days, the best way to change your looks quickly is to fix your teeth. If your teeth are yellow, stained, because you've had a lot of coffee over your life, you've been drinking a lot of sodas, a lot of wine, that kind of stuff, it takes a toll on your teeth. The impact of all of this stuff is an acid in these things, and they get into your into the skin, the enamel, if you will. If you've got maybe caps and crowns and veneers, it gets into that, blueberries, that sort of thing. And so if you'd like to whiten up your teeth, if you feel like it's an important thing, the product that I recommend, Power Swabs. Power Swabs is a clinically tested whitening system that actually removes stains from your teeth so they will stay whiter longer. And it's so easy to do this, Jennifer. Very easy to do it. It's gentle. There's a power gloss that's part of this, a toothpaste that's non-abrasive, works to clean, protect, and shine up your teeth. There's a mouthwash that's part of this system, the swabbing. It all is very simple, safe, and effective. Minimum sensitivity, fast, easy. I can keep extolling with adjectives all kinds of great things. The bottom line is, you want your teeth whiter in as little as 5 minutes, then you call this number, 800-865-7602. You can try it risk-free because you'll get your money back if it doesn't work to clean up your teeth. 800-865-7602 for power swabs. And if you would like to take advantage, why wouldn't you? I mean, you get the program. Why wouldn't you want to get it for half the price that normally it sells for? That you can do when you're calling 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll save 50% on power swabs. 800-865-7602.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
888-302-3684. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen talking about the women in combat discussion. Leon Panetta has removed the military ban, opens up all kinds of possibilities. What happens, though, if you're captured? What are the Al-Qaeda people? You know what they do to men. What will they do to women? Joe and Eau Claire listening to WAYY. Good idea, bad idea, Joe?
Good morning, guys. I personally think it's a bad idea. First of all, men and women are obviously different in a lot of different ways. And you listen to some of these war stories that guys have on the front lines of combat, talking about, you know, they're out there for months using their MRE trays for toilets, you know, urinating wherever they can, using rags to clean up. You know, females are, it's a different way of handling things. They go through a lot of different types of stress, you know, in monthly cycles. Mm-hmm. And then you come to the post-traumatic stress and how they're going to handle that. As well as the draft. What are we going to do if, I mean, a draft is probably not probable, but it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have to register for the draft then?
That'd be interesting, isn't it? Yeah. All right, Joe. Thank you. More calls, some pensive thinking on this. 888-302-3684. Women in combat. Yes, no, why, one way or the other. 21 after on Good Day.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Story. In Japan, a senior official's in trouble for saying that in order to save money, elderly people should, quote, hurry up and die. Of course, if he loses his job, he has a bright future writing Mother's Day cards. And Prince Harry is finally talking about his little Vegas incident there. Prince Harry said in an interview that his nude Vegas scandal was a little too much army and not enough prince. That's what he said. I think it's too much booze and not enough pants. I think that was a problem, yeah.
You know, there's a big announcement for the American military today. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has decided to lift the military's ban on women in combat, which could potentially open more than 230,000 military jobs previously unavailable to women. I think that's great. This is a sign that we've really advanced as a nation, that now women can fight for honor on the field of battle and on The Bachelor.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel there. I think this is a good post for our Facebook. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people asking this question today anyway, Jennifer. So
oh, yeah.
Why don't we post it on our social media, whether or not the Pentagon has made the right decision to allow women in combat. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684. This is not the only thing we'll spend time on in this hour, but normally in this hour of the program, we are obviously taking on some of the issues, the news, Jennifer's point of view, my point of view, on any number of 12, 13, 14 different things usually. But I think we'll spend a little bit more time on this. Let's take a few more calls. Then we're going to talk about the NFL concussion lawsuits that are on a lot of people's minds. John's in Lakeland, Florida. John, are you furred or again it as far as the military news, women in combat, et cetera?
I'd just like to say that, in our society, we basically, we're hearing about, there should be equal rights for women, which I agree with. To say that, in combat, that a man should go out into the war zone and get killed and a woman shouldn't is really kind of hypocritical.
Yep.
In any other field or anything else, women are supposed to be equal, which I agree with again. But when we come to war, we say, well, we should have set aside for women and the men should get killed, which I think is, like I said, hypocritical.
Okay. Thank you for registering your thoughts here.
Okay.
888-302-3684. Why are we not hearing from any women, Jennifer? Why are all these callers men?
Because we're too busy signing up for job ops.
There it is. John's in Salt Lake City. Hi, John.
Hello. I was going to say, there's a disturbing video. It's only 1 minute and 6 seconds. But I think most people have the idea that Ambassador Stevens was murdered in a, you know, a fierce firefight mm-hmm. of, you know, bullets and mortars and this and that. But I think that happened afterwards. His actual death was the result, it appeared to be just young Libyan thug types, unarmed, basically. It seemed like they suffocated him in a back room and then brought him out, dragged him out, and then, you know, it seemed more like, I hate to say it, but more pornographic than combat. Hmm. So when they come up with the women, they're going to have to give them a code of conduct, you know, to realize that these Egyptians and, you know, the Muslim world, you know, they have no respect for the Westerners, number one, but specifically for women, number two.
Mm. All right. Got
that
your
was
point
the point I made, yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Right. How are they going to react to women?
Here's John in El Paso listening to KTSM. We've got about 30 seconds here. John, go for it.
Yeah, you bet. My wife's an NCO here at Bliss. She just deployed for the third time. She's in Afghanistan right now. She did two tours in Iraq, one up in Mosul. She's a 25 uniform, and the bottom line is it's a mindset, Doug. She loves it. She loves the Army. She loves the military. She has no problem improvising and adapting. So there are going to be a certain number of women out there that are very comfortable with it. I don't have a problem with it. And
I think that your point of view is the best among all the callers that we've had. Thanks, John, for sharing. Good luck to your wife.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The rise of social media has made it that much easier to share information with friends and family. But it also makes it very easy for travel scammers to take advantage of would-be travelers. One of the most common scams out there is the free airline ticket offer. There's a scam, now on Facebook, offering free tickets on Southwest and other major airlines. The link takes you to a malicious third-party app. These things go viral when you share them on your own Facebook page. There are even scams on Instagram, where users will offer you free airline tickets if you simply follow their account. Ever heard of U.S. Airlines or American Airways? Well, neither have I. But companies using these names will send out an email that takes you to a page asking for personal information. Here's the bottom line. Airlines are not in the business of handing out free tickets. Phrases like limited time and certain restrictions may be a dead giveaway. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Discover card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Discussing the issues of the day, the news of the day, from our perspective, Jennifer Horne, Doug Steffen on the air at 888-302-3684. We pretty much spent most of the first half hour talking about what I believe is not going to be the number one issue of the week, probably, when it comes to talk radio, but it'll be close to news talk radio.
Sure.
Yeah, it'd be very big. For those of you who didn't hear it, Leon Panetta says the long-standing ban on women serving in combat is over, or will be, in the next several years. Women in the front lines, good idea or not. The last caller we had was the best one, I thought, Jennifer, in that he acknowledges, well, I met a number of women. When I was in Iraq, I was very impressed.
I have
with
a friend who was in Afghanistan. She's home now, but she was there.
Yeah. All right, other things going on today. Two-thirds of the country is so damn cold, it is really, this is as cold as it's been. Well, the news media, of course, make a big deal out of it. This is winter. Hello. Mm-hmm. Knock, knock. Wintertime.
And you know what? On the West Coast, it was freezing cold last week, so you guys are just getting our storm, right?
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of us come down, actually, from Canada, the jet stream moving north.
It's our storm.
Well, we have
because
a lot of
otherwise,
rain today.
There's guilt that comes along with the fact
I'm not
that
guilty.
No. It's been 80 degrees.
I don't feel guilty at all.
But it's been weird. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, and this is just a little off track, but yesterday when I left work, I walked out and it was like, okay, where's the earthquake? Because it was, the air was very still, very heavy.
Very smoggy over the bay.
It was really warm still. It was like 79, 80 degrees, and just cloudy, cloudy, cloudy. It looked like the sun was, or the sky was just going to break apart. Really strange, because usually L.A. will cool off when that cloud cover and the thing comes in. But, yeah, it was still warm. It was really weird.
Driving,
I honestly thought we might have been having an earthquake yesterday. But we
driving back and forth up and down from Santa Monica, sort of south and in to the Inland Empire yesterday, coming back and driving along.
Second. You went to the Inland Empire yesterday?
Yeah. A little. Not too far.
Why?
But because I had some things to do.
The Inland Empire, like City of Industry?
Well, not quite that far. I always call whatever is beyond where you are, I call inland.
Oh, you, so you're not actually talking about the city Inland Empire.
No.
I was like, because you have your lady friend in town, and I thought, why are you taking her to City of Industry in the Inland Empire?
But what I'm saying is when we were driving along the Pacific Coast Highway.
You were going inland. I gotcha.
The essence of what I hadn't seen for a long time, the heavy smog just out in maybe a quarter of a mile over the ocean, all the way from Malibu down to where I am, and even south of here, just that heavy sort of brownish, just dirt. It looks like just dirt.
Really?
No,
see, I didn't have that. It was just heavy air.
Well, I was on the other side. On the other side of the hill.
Your side's much dirtier than mine.
Right, apparently. So, anyway, Washington yesterday acknowledging that what they've had this week was the coldest stretch in almost 10 years. Temperatures were 16 degrees yesterday in Washington. That's pretty chilly for that far south. Northeast to New England, as a matter of fact, the coldest air in 2 years, sub-zero. I was talking to folks on the farm yesterday, the wind chill factor and the freeze warnings continue. Going to be very chilly in Florida the next couple of days, and we all know what the situation is in the Midwest. It started in the Dakotas and Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and for the next few days, this will linger across kind of blowout over Saturday and Sunday. So not a pleasant time if you don't like the cold. Hard to escape it. But we're actually in pretty good shape here on the West Coast. Southern California, even though it's wet, it's not bad to be here, Jen. Under these circumstances, it's better to be. There's nothing about the cold that I find appealing. People say, oh, it's a lot of fun to play in. No, not this kind of cold. Not fun. There's nothing. If it's 25 degrees and there's maybe snow, then you can have fun with snowmen and skiing and that kind of stuff. Or even maybe 20 degrees. When it gets down to 10, 20 below zero, there's nothing about that that's fun. I don't understand anybody who thinks that's fun. Ooh. The continuing discussion, this may be the second major item of the hour. I don't usually differentiate between one thing and another, but I find this continuing conversation about the NFL and concussions and lawsuits to be fascinating. And I don't want to be one of these guys who's kind of a jerk about it, but I started this conversation. And I think even when it comes to sports talk radio, nobody has wanted to talk about that. I actually started it when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Ohio because I was upset about what I learned, frankly, by going through my own brain scan at a place called Cerascan in Denver. They have a lot of NFL players who are participants in a study. They are clients, and they are in bad shape. So the NFL, or I guess it all started with Junior Seau and this lawsuit that his family has filed against the NFL because of the brain injuries he sustained that drove him to take his own life. So as a result of that, there is a continuing now and renewed conversation about concussions and the danger of football on the professional level, on the college level, on the high school level. At any level, this is a damn dangerous thing for you to do or for your family, any member of your family to do. It is serious, serious business. And if you don't think it ends in stuff that's problematic, listen to this conversation. A sports radio guy named Dave Logan talking to a former NFL player named Bill Romanowski about the lawsuit that the family of Junior Seau has filed against the NFL.
I want to ask you about the Junior Seau lawsuit, and I know you as a former player are watching closely really some of this litigation. There are over 3,800 former players that have filed some form of litigation against the league with respect to the concussions and the fact that the league did nothing to make former players aware of the danger of concussions. You're a guy that, you were involved in a lot of contact. You initiated a lot of contact, and you took a lot of contact. As you now find yourself in your post-NFL career and you see what's going on, what do you think about this?
I think it's a bunch of guys looking for a payday. Hey, we knew on some level that the game was hard on us, but one thing they didn't know and they still don't really know today is how, what the effects really are. They're starting to gain more information with these guys are getting hurt, with, you know, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, but the CTE, but guys, they didn't know back then. And they're getting more, they're getting more information, they're doing more research, but if the money or the lawsuit was around programs, I would jump on board. If I was to get Alzheimer's, I would like the NFL to be able to step in and have some kind of a system in place to assist and help my family to help take care of me. But for just a payday, I'm not buying it. I don't feel like it's right.
888-302-3684. As we approach the Super Bowl a week from this weekend, Jennifer, a lot of people glamorize, glorify, love the NFL, love football, the game. We remember on this date in 1982, Super Bowl in, San Francisco 49ers beat the Bengals 26-21. It was a cold weather Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The game was played in the Pontiac, Michigan Silver Dome. It was really, I remember, tickets were $40. Joe Montana was the quarterback for the 49ers. Super Bowl 16, 1982. 110 million people watched the game. 14 million listeners listened to it on the radio, and tickets were $40.
Wow. Let's go. You and I could both go for that.
But the bottom line remains, Romanowski's not right there. There's plenty of that's in this. I go back to Saraskan and the work that's being done. This is a company that brain images. It uses a special kind of software to evaluate where your brain was during your earlier years, where it is and where it's going. And there's nothing good. 3,800 players are involved in this lawsuit. This is big stuff. This
yeah, my friend Fred Dreyer stuff. Is involved in this as well.
And what does he say?
Well, he said, and again I bring this up, because what he is so outraged about, he was a member of the Rams, and another team that I'm just blanking on right now. But his big success was with the Rams. And he is of the school that we do not teach our kids coming up in the system, and we do not teach what this class of NFL players how to give hits and how to take hits.
Yeah.
And that's what the problem comes in. If you don't know how to give or take a hit, you are leaving yourself so vulnerable for all these head injuries, all these brain injuries, and people just keep going because they feel like if they stop, they're going to get replaced. So he contends that it is all about changing the way we teach kids to play football, that it's not the sport, it's how we're teaching them to play.
Well,
and I think it's true. I mean,
I'm not a football player. I've never been a football player. I worked in the football program when I was in high school, but it didn't really. I wasn't somebody who got hit. My son got hit 3 or 4 times, had a couple of concussions. I pulled him out. That was the end of that.
Well,
that's really when I started looking at it, actually.
Right. When he was, well, of course, if it's your kid, then you start really thinking about it. But think about the old footage that you, I mean, I can kind of see it in my brain, the old, what football used to look like when it first started, you know, helmets, the clothes that they used to wear. It has completely changed. Is it a result of society? Because now we feel like we have to have these hard-hitting things to keep people's interest. Is that why they're doing it? Are is it showmanship?
We're a violent society. We're interested in this kind of stuff. Think about when you go to a football game. I remember I used to go with my father and my son to the Patriots games. And, you know, the people sit there and cheer on when somebody got really hurt. Yay! It's like the gladiators. We are... And maybe it just speaks to us and our condition. We're having a big discussion about women and their role in combat. Are women going to get involved in playing football? That's been a discussion for a while. If they can be in the military, why can't they play football?
There is a football league for women.
Yeah. Okay. So
they have to play in lingerie.
Yeah. Good.
But
where do we
know.
Sign up for that? But this is not a simple conversation because there's so much money involved in it, and that's why... That's really why the discussion is taking the shape that it's taking, because there's so much money involved. The players, when they were on strike a couple of years ago, went back only after the NFL guaranteed them $75 million in a pot to take care of the families of the players who do die because of this. They acknowledge by doing that this is a serious problem. So where does this go from here? And does the game get ruined? You can be sure the NFL and people that own these teams, people that have vested interests, the advertisers, they're not going to go down slowly and lightly when it comes to NFL or any lawsuits. The colleges are going to get into this. You can be sure that this is going to be something that trickles down to colleges and high schools. And I say beware, because I've seen, because I've experienced the pictures, the scans, to see what happens to the brains of people that go through this. And it's not pretty, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. So I guess play at your own risk would be the bottom line of this. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Our discussion about the serious issues of the day, women in combat, the weather, football. Here may be one of the most important stories of the century. Angelina Jolie's children's apparently eating habits, subject of a video shoot, and Angelina Jolie's encouraging them to eat crickets.
What?
It appears that that's their favorite thing now. They eat them like Doritos, she says.
Well, these are fried crickets, right?
Oh, they're fried crickets?
They're truly.
I've heard these are good, actually.
Good stuff.
Really?
Huh?
You know what? Hey, we found what we're going to get Michael for. What's our next slide? We're going to get Michael for Valentine's Day some fried crickets, Dougie. What
really?
Do you think?
Angelina Jolie is quoted in an article that she says, quote, I had to actually ban the cricket eating at one point because I was afraid they were going to get sick from eating too many. But they're really good. They're like potato chips.
I'll stick with my potato chips.
They
have
started
you ever had
eating
a
them. No.
I have.
Know
it's a trend now to make bugs cuisine.
Yeah. Okay, well, they started eating them when they were visiting Cambodia, because apparently they're all hot. They fry them probably in some kind of beer batter.
Beer batter cricket. I don't know about that.
All right, 51 after on Good Day. Food for thought.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday, the 24th of January, and we have our usual focus on a number of things. All things technical get covered one way or another here in this portion of the program. Normally we have some time for Shelley Palmer, who today talks about a new website, Done, Not Done. It has basically a to-do list of things that you want to do instead of having to do. You want to do these things. Done, not done. The subject of our scrutiny. Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are more movies to see, books to read, and albums to hear than ever before. One new website with its iOS companion app is here to help. Done, Not Done is a to-do list for the things you want to do, not things you have to do. After creating an account, you're asked to bring your friends in from Facebook and Twitter. You then place movies, books, or albums into the Done or Not Done category. If you finished it, mark it done, review it, and rate it. If you haven't gotten to it yet, mark it as not done. done. Once you bring in friends from your social media circles, you can see where your interests overlap. You and a friend both want to see Zero Dark Thirty? You know, I didn't love that movie, but hey, it's your money. Done Not Done lets you and your friends plan an outing to see the Oscar nominee. Pretty cool. Want to remember that great book your friend told you about? Let Done Not Done remember it for you. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
This can be the year to feel and look your best. Kendra Johansson says it can be easier than you think. Listen up.
2013 can be the year you try to focus more on the things that matter most, yourself, family, and home. And with P&G's Have You Tried This Yet program, you can transform daily routines by discovering innovative products with exclusive offers and savings. Visit pgtryit.com and sign up for the P&G brand sampler, which provides coupons and samples from some of P&G's most innovative brands, like Pantene Pro-V Daily Moisture Renewal Shampoo and Conditioner that helps lock in moisture and block out heat damage. Or Tide Vivid White and Bright Detergent and Boost, allowing you to keep whites like new, wash after wash. Get more for your dollar with the Have You Tried This Yet P&G Brand Saver. This coupon booklet will be in local newspapers this Sunday, January 27th, offering over $90 in savings. Brand demonstration videos featuring Have You Tried This Yet spokesperson and TV personality Vanessa Lachey are also available, showing the everyday value behind products like Charmin Ultra Strong and the Olay Smooth Finish Facial Hair Removal Duo. For more, log on to PGTry. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
You know how self-absorbed we are in our country?
Yes.
It really is amazing how many people... The reign of narcissism, I don't think, has ever been as been equaled or been as great or bad, if you will. Accepting people the way they are is one thing, but trying to get them to see how it comes across when you're all about you...
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.